So when we talk about Uglyville, you know, what does it take to be a resident of Uglyville?
It really takes, it takes your mindset, just wanting to be different, break away from the norm. And sometimes it's, it is hard to be different in today's society. A lot of times, you know, you try to go off the cuff and be different. And even before, you know, you get ridiculed for it. Now you try to be different. Now everyone else wants to be different, but like you. And it's really hard to break away. Even though Freak Ugly is mass produced, the individual that's wearing it really gives a, puts that shirt or what that shirt is saying in a certain context that really represents that person. And the people, they don't just gravitate towards it because it's a hot color, it's a hot design. It's because the shirt is saying something that, that strikes them, you know. And that, what I do is really embody the mindset of my clients. Uglyville is where my clients live, you know. There's Uglyville in New York, there's an Uglyville in Pennsylvania, there's an Uglyville in Cali, there's an Uglyville in Spain, there's one in Germany. Different places, they all have these mindsets, and really Uglyville just really resides in the mind.
Okay,